It's 12 o'clock here on Fine Music Radio, and it's time for Cape Diary Kaapse Dagboek. My name's Otto van der Walt, and I've got a great list of guests who will be telling us all about fantastic events happening in and around Cape Town. Just a reminder that our Cape Diary interviews now get podcasted after the show. So if you missed some information that you want to revisit, then please visit our website, fmr.co.za, and find our podcasts page. And there you'll find our Cape Diary podcast page. And there you'll find all the latest interviews shortly after the show being posted there on the podcast. Let me tell you who we'll be speaking to this afternoon. Ons gaan begin met Hermine van der Merwe. En sy gaan Art on the Mountain aanbied in samenwerking met die Tafelbergse Sweefspoor ter viering van die Kaapse Fynbos. Dit gebeur tot en met die 30ste November boop Tafelberg. Then we'll speak to Paul Loop van Zuilingberg, who is going to be talking to us about two events, one happening as part of the Woordfeest on the 18th of October, and the next will be a Christmas festival happening from the 24th to the 25th of October at the Lawrenceford Wine Estate. We'll also speak to Brigitte Reeve-Taylor about this year's Dancers Love Dogs. You've heard the ads and we'll hear a little bit more information from her. Richard Arm is the horticultural manager from Vergelegen, and Vergelegen is hosting guided spring garden walks from the 16th to the 18th of October. And then finally, we'll speak to Ashley Stone about this year's solo studios happening in the Riebeek Valley.
FMR 101.3 FM.
Ons eerste gas vanmiddag hier op FMR se Kaapse Dagboek is Hermine van der Merwe. Sy is 'n kunstenaar en sy het 'n fantastiese idee aan mekaar gesit om kunst te maak op Tafelberg. Goeiemôre en welkom, Hermine.
Hallo, Otto.
Hermine, vertel ons die idee vir hierdie projek. Waar het dit vandaan gekom? Wat het jou geïnspireer?
Otto, ek is 'n fynboskunstenaar, so ek stap gereeld op Tafelberg en ek kry al my inspirasie op die berg. En in Februarie maand het ek my gesin saamgevat en ons het opgegaan aan die agterkant van Tafelberg tot heel bo en ons het twee aande op die berg geslaap in 'n berghut.
Yes.
En die tweede aand was het net ons gesin daar en ons het om die braaivleisvuur gesit en sommige gesit in drome gesels en en ek en my man het vir mekaar gesê, hoe lekker sal het wees om te verf op Tafelberg?
Ja.
Dan is die fynbos reg om my, reg langs my, reg by my. En ek het eers begin speel met moontlik die gedagte van in daardie hut gaan sit en verf. En toe begin ek 'n bietjie verder dink. En ek dink, maar hierdie storie is nie net vir myself nie. Ek kan hierdie storie maak werk vir kunstenaars in Kaapstad. Ja. En dit is wat ek op die ouend gedoen het. Ek het gaan gesels met die Tafelbergse Sweefspoor.
Yes.
En ek het gevra of hulle in samenwerking met my sal kom vir hierdie projek. Hmm. Ek het nodig gehad om 'n werkspasie te hê wat binnenshuis is, omdat die weer soms sleg is, op Tafelberg.
Ja.
En ek het ook toegang nodig gehad tot die berg, so vir my en al my gaste. Hmm. En dit was 'n lang proses. Ek het so 6-7 maande moes ek wag en... Ja. Op die eind het ons dit maak werk. So maandag het ons ingeval en ons begin nou verf en kunst maak en allerhande verskillende kunstenaars kom saam bo op Tafelberg.
So die so as ek dit reg verstaan, die konsep is dat jy of die kunstenaar sit in 'n spasie, kom ons neem dit nou maar 'n studio op die berg waar jy dan nou deur die dag werk. En dit is net buite of net langs aan waar die restaurant en die boonste kabel sweefspoor se stasie is. Is dit reg?
Dit is eintlik, as jy opkom met die boonste kabelkarretjie, so jy is by die boonste kabelstasie, reg bo waar jy opkom, is daar spasietjie in Views by the Grendel Wines.
Mm-hmm.
So dis eintlik so wine lounge en hulle het 'n spasie daar vir ons gemaak en dis, ek is maandagoggend daar op met al my esels en kratte en rubber vir die vloer en ons het 'n hele volle ateljee daar op. Sit.
Okay.
En ek gaan elke dag daar wees vir 6 weke en dan nooi ek kunstenaars. Ek kan tot 3 kunstenaars saam met my vat, professionele kunstenaars wat ook al kom doen. Maar dis almal Kaapse kunstenaars en dis almal mense wat lief is vir Tafelberg, lief is vir Fynbos, lief is vir Kaapstad, lief is vir die mense van Kaapstad.
Ja.
So dis die gemeene deler vir ons almal en kunst natuurlik.
En kunst natuurlik. En sê vir my Hermine, die kunst wat gemaak word, dit gaan nou nie net skilderye wees nie. Daar's verskeie tipes kuns wat gaan gemaak word.
Ja. Ek het skilderkunstenaars genooi, so dis mense wat met olieverf werk, akrielverf, waterverf, dan het ek gemengde media kunstenaars genooi. Ek het kunstenaars genooi wat keramiek doen. Ek het weefkunstenaars genooi. Ek het fotograwe genooi. Ja, enige iets wat ek raak gesien het, in my wêreld oor die afgelope tyd, ek het 'n lang lys begin maak. En my enigste kriteria was regtig dat dit Kaapenaars moet wees en dat dit professionele kunstenaars moet wees.
Okay, en in die mediums is divers, soos jy sê, van beeldhouwerk tot verfwerk tot alles. En julle inspirasie is net daar. Ek weet nie, is daar 'n venster in julle studio dat julle kan uitkyk of moet julle uitstap en die paadjies gaan volg? Dit klink heerlik.
Daar's twee kleinerige vensters. Die spasie is nie groot nie, maar die spasie op Tafelberg is natuurlik raar, so ek is baie dankbaar ons het dit. Maar ons beweeg buitentoe, soos ek het gisteroggend uitgestap en bo op die berg al die fynbosplantjies gaan kyk en dan kom ek binne toe en ek skilder dit. Ons het ook plein air kunstenaars, so hulle bring hulle klein opvou eseltjies saam en hulle gaan staan daar in die wind en ek weet nie, hulle partykeer moet hulle selfs die canvas op die vloer neersit want die wind is so sterk en die mis kom oor en hulle verf dit wat hulle sien. So dis heeltemal oop, dit ek probeer nie te vashou aan hierdie ding en dit maak wat ek wil hê nie. Die hele idee is dat ons 'n samelewing van kunstenaars, 'n community, wat is dit in Afrikaans?
Ja, gemeenskap van
kunstenaars. Van kunstenaars kan vorm vir Kaapstad.
En elke ou bring sy eie idee en sy eie kreatiwiteit en sy eie styl na die konsep toe.
Ja, en ook dat ons kan leer by mekaar, want ek het al gesien kunstenaars is geneig om op 'n eilandjie te werk. Elke ou is maar in jou ateljee stoksiel alleen besig en jy kom by die galerye, maar jy kom in uit by ander kunstenaars. So is nogal lekker om te sien wat die benadering is van ander kunstenaars, hoe hulle doeke nader of hulle enige kuns wat hulle maak. So ons leer by mekaar, is lekker.
Ja, ek my indink dat om 'n kunstenaar te wees as jy alleen in jou ateljee sit, dit kan nogal alleen raak. Dit kan eensaam raak om so alleen te sit in jou ateljee. Alhoewel ek dink
baie kunstenaars hou seker. Maar dit is goed vir 'n mens om 'n bietjie gemeenskap te hê en is goed vir mekaar om mekaar te leer ken ook.
Yes. En so die mense wat nou wat wil kom kyk daarna, hulle kan nou is daar kan hulle deur die venster kyk of kan hulle in die ateljee inkom te kyk hoe julle werk? Is dit oop sodat mense kan kom kyk na julle?
Dis heeltemal oop en ek wil eintlik vir almal wat in Kaapstad is en nou Afrikaans verstaan, as jy nie Afrikaans verstaan nie, vertaal dit maar vir my in Engels asseblief. kom op Tafelberg toe. Kom soek ons op. Ons is reg daar en jy kan instap in ons ateljee, kom maak 'n geselsie, kom kyk wat ons doen. Kom leer by ons. Dis regtig 'n klomp interessante mense en ons gaan interessante goed doen en dis die eerste keer dat so iets ooit gebeur, dat kunstenaars op Tafelberg die geleentheid het om te verf of kunst te maak. So, kom kyk, maak videootjies. As jy op social media ietsie wil sit van ons, sal ons dit baie waardeer. Dit gaan oor kunst, Kaapstad, Fynbos en Tafelberg.
Daar is nou vir jou 'n kombinasie van mooi dinge. En dis natuurlik om in die galerie of in jou studio in te kom, is gratis, as ek reg verstaan. Ja. En so al wat jy nodig het om te spandeer, is jou kaartjie op die sweespoor op Tafelberg. Op. Weet jy waar mense kan kaartjies koop? Seker net maar op die webtuiste van die Sweefspoorse maatskappy.
Ja, dis baie maklik om kaartjies te koop vir Tafelberg. Hulle het regtig eenvoudig gemaak en hulle het ook nou 'n toep wat jy kan aflaai op jou foon en sommer direk daardeur werk.
Ja.
So asseblief kom kyk wat ons doen.
Herinner my net weer watter tye van die dag sit julle in skilder daarso?
Ons is daar elke dag van 10:00 tot 3:00 in die middag. Party van ons hou langer aan, maar ons maak dit maar daai vaste tyd en ons is daar elke dag tot die einde November, die 30ste
November. Daar het jy dit. Hermine, dit klink fantasties. Alle sterkte met die wind daar op die berg en die koue wat soms kom afsak daar op die berg. Dit klink na wonderlike idee en ek hoop die Kaapstadse gemeenskap en almal wat hoor gaan by julle kom aanklop daar so op die berg.
Baie dankie.
Our next guest here on Fine Music Radio on Cape Diary is the conductor, Paul Loop van Zuylenburg. Good afternoon and welcome, Paul.
Middag, Otto.
Paul, ons gesels oor twee konserte.
Ja.
So ons gaan nou mooi ons taal met verstaan en kop hou hierso.
Yes, absoluut.
Ons praat eers oor die Karnaval van die Diere. Dis 'n produksie wat by die Woordfees op die planke gaan wees op die 18de Oktober. Vertel ons 'n bietjie meer oor Karnaval van die Diere.
Ja, ek is eintlik baie opgewonde oor hierdie konsert want die Stellenbosch Stadsorkes bestaan nou al hierdie jaar al 11 jaar en dis die eerste keer wat ons die Woordfees op Stellenbosch speel. So dit is al klaar vir ons net 'n groot ding, nee, maar wat ons speel. So ja, dit is saam met Neil Rademan het hierdie met hierdie plan na my toe gekom. So ons noem Karnaval van die Diere. Hy het 'n hele storie wat saam met dit gaan. Wat hy uitgeskryf het self en ek het dit gelees en dit is baie clever. Ek dink die kinders gaan dit baie geniet. En die konsert is ook bietjie groter. Daar's 'n paar ander goed wat ook gebeur. Die orkes en hy as solis doen 'n paar solowerke. Ons yes. doen ek en Brennan Kierman doen die dubbel Vivaldi trompetkonsert soms in middel in net so om die sanger 'n bietjie asem te gee. Ja, so dis ja. dit gaan 'n lekker konsert wees.
Sê my Paul, die orkes, ek moet nou erken, ek het al gehoor van die orkes, maar ek dink nie ek het al ooit in aksie gesien nie. Jy het gesê julle bestaan al oor die 10 jaar.
Ons het 2015 het ons begin by ons eerste konsert was by die Dit is eintlik sleg om dit te sê, Oude Libertas. En dit
yes.
is pas, bestaan ons nie meer nie, mens kan ons nie meer.
Ja.
Dit was 'n interessante storie eintlik. Ek het van Medina gesê, Jesse, ek wil 'n konsert doen by Oude Libertas, geef my datum. En hier is so in December, by al sy mense sê, ek geef jou Februarie. Ek sê, right, ek vat die konsert, maar ek het glad die orkesie. So het dit ons eerste konsert by Oude Libertas gespeel en Van daar af het ons na Laurensfort begin speel in die wynkelder om een rede, want een van ons horingspeler, Lise Nel, wat nou vir Kap Philharmonie speel, het gesê, gaan speel Laurensfort. Ek sê, maar waar is Laurensfort? Ek ken nie dit. Ek het op Stellenbosch groot geword. Ek ken net al die wynplaas aan die kant. Dit was eerst daar so by die trou venue gespeel en toe later, haar man is die keldermeester by die wynkelder self en ja, ons het nou Sedertdien doen ons 3 sulke reekse konserte in die kelder wat eintlik ons grootste goeters is en dan hierdie soos woordfees is eintlik maar goed wat dan tussendeur gebeur
ja. En die akoestiek in daai wynkelder is seker fantasties.
Dit is soos 'n kathedraal maar het sy probleme van jy hoor die trompette oral en jy hoor geen viool nie. So ons het vir Gideon wat vir ons help met klank en Hy het nou na 10 jaar het hy beslis daai ding nou onder die knie, maar dit was van die begin af my uitdaging geweest om in die hele saal oral almal dieselfde prentjie te hoor as 'n ware.
Ja, dis maar 'n uitdaging. En die orkes bestaan uit lede wat nou van waar af kom.
Kyk, ons het dis 'n gemeenskapsorkes, so ons het ons principal, ons hoofspelers is almal professionele spelers, so baie van hulle speel vir Cape Philharmonic. Anders is onderwysers of is dosente selfs. En dan die res is wat ons noem amateurs, maar mense wat musiek op skool gedoen het, musiek as vak gedoen het, miskien op universiteit, jeugorkes gespeel het. So dit is 'n lekker energie die orkes. En dis almal wat daar speel geniet het. As jy nie wil speel en hoef jy nie te speel, dis daai ding, ja.
Natuurlik, ja. Dit is nogal interessant, want Stellenbosch het, ek dink daar's 2 gemeenskaps orkester, daar's die Winelands.
Ja, ons was hele rukkie voor die Winelands daar. Ons funksioneer eintlik Dit is eintlik ironies, ons het hierdie jaar die eerste keer in die Endlessaal gespeel ook, wat ook vir ons 'n groot ding was, en ons speel weer 8 November in die Endlessaal. So baie van ons konserte het maar op Somerset West gebeur, en ons het, ek dink ons in die Stadsaal 'n konsert al gedoen, maar nie so baie op Stellenbosch, so dit was eintlik ironies, die ding is die Stellenbosch Stadsorkest, maar hy speel oral behalwe Stellenbosch, ons het al Parel gespeel, ons gaan hierdie jaar ook weer Parel speel, ons daar ook opgewonde, ja.
Okay, well, dit is fantastisch, so die Karnaval van die Diere, hierdie speciale produksie wat Neil Rademan geskryf het, gebeur op die 18 oktober, en soos gesê, dit is deel van Woordfees, wat is die
is
venue
Endler,
nou weer?
Is in die Endler, en dit is 4 uur die middag, saterdag, ja.
4 uur die middag in die Endler, en die 2 pianiste wat gaan speel is José Diaz en Mario Nell.
Yes.
Now, Paul, we're also speaking about a concert happening a little bit later in the year, well, later in the month, the 24th to the 25th of October, that's next weekend.
Yeah, that's not so far away.
Not so far away, actually, although it's a Christmas concert.
Yeah.
And this is happening at the Laurensford Wine Estate, as we mentioned just now.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit more about this Christmas festival.
Well, basically, firstly, when Boney M. gets left, you know, loose in the shops. We're ready to do Christmas, and that's usually beginning of October.
Yeah,
it's more that the cellar as its operation sort of window that you can use, and it's sort of end October, beginning November. Then we can't use it. So yeah, it's our third year that we're doing the Christmas show, and it's not a carol sing along show. It's really a show. I mean, we're doing fantastic stuff this year. From Carl Jenkins, parts from Armed Man. We've even got some Tchaikovsky in there from the Nutcracker. Yeah. Michael W. Smith, The Prayer, Bocelli's famous The Prayer.
Yeah,
so it's really a very eclectic program that we put together, and I'm actually excited. I always tell the people that once the Christmas show is over, I start worrying about next year because I don't want to do the same stuff. Because there's people come to me and say, "Oh, I want exactly the same show," and the next guy says, "Why did you repeat one song? So you can never win that one."
No.
So I found some fantastic arrangements in the States actually that we're going to play, and my son has done a few things. He arranges for us.
Fantastic. What is your son's name?
Paul, also.
Also Paul.
Yeah, same exactly. Paul von Zeilenberg. He plays violin in Germany, but he's got this amazing talent for arranging. He's done The Spirit of the Season, which is from the Christmas movie, and it's really exciting.
Kind of like the Strausses, right? Johann Strauss and Johann Strauss.
My father was also exactly the same name, so it's probably even worse.
So, Paul, let's get back to the Christmas festival. The soloist that will be appearing at this concert, tell us a little bit who
is. We've got a really nice lineup. Mm. Lynelle Kennett.
I love her.
Yeah. She's one of my favorite, I would say, crossover professional sopranos in a country, really. I would use her for every show if I could.
Yeah, and she's so comfortable in all of this. I mean, she does Baroque.
Absolutely. I mean, you see her today doing, as you say, a Baroque show, and next day she's doing a pop thing and professional like you can't believe. Yes. It's really nice to work with her. Then Janelle Spielman, which we've done many concerts with her in the earlier years of the orchestra, and now she's been on board with our Christmas show for the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
André Terblanche. He's a very versatile tenor. We've done Queen with him. He says his voice is still sore from that concert. But he's a really fantastic guy to work with. And I think if you're in the Afrikaans theatre world, you'll hear him on radio. RSG, he does a lot of those dramas. So he's a very versatile, talented guy.
He is, and I've seen his name appear in more and more productions.
Yes, absolutely.
Like I know he in Wellington, he would perform in the Wellington High School's review or something regularly, and then I started seeing his name in like big productions, Artscape and stuff, so he's really...
No, we're lucky we got all of him early, you know.
Before he was too
Before
famous.
They get too expensive. And then Cornel Miller, which is actually interesting because Cornel grew up sort of in front of me in Bloemfontein. He's quite a few years younger than us, but he's from the Free State. He's actually a very good cellist. Nobody knows that, but he's a really good cellist.
Yeah.
So that's our four soloists. And with that, I actually do choral pieces, but I haven't got a choir. I've got these four guys with mics and off we go. And it actually works really well.
All right.
You know, like the Benedictus from Aunt Man. I'm hoping it'll work. It's the first time I'm trying it out, but it's a fantastic piece of music.
It is very beautiful. Yes, that is also a very popular hall work, Mass of the Aunt Man. Paul, this is happening on the 24th and the 25th of October. As you said, Laurensford Wine Cellar. Both of the concerts start at 7:30. Is that correct?
That's true, yes.
And where can people buy tickets?
Quicket.
Quicket.co.za. Yeah. Paul, thanks very much and all the best with both of your concerts.
Thanks very much.
101.3 FM. This is Fine Music Radio.
And our next guest here on Fine Music Radio is a lady called Bridget Reeve Taylor, who's going to tell us all about Dancers Love Dogs. Good afternoon and welcome, Bridget.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me.
It's great having you, and I'm very excited to find out about this because this fundraiser event has been going for 14 years. Bridget, this is your baby.
It's
you
my baby.
Started it. Please tell us briefly, because it's a very interesting story, how you came to starting this whole drive.
So, you know, I've always loved animals. So when I see animals on the side of the road, I always have a bag full of dog food and I'll stop.
Okay.
But this particular morning, I don't know what the difference was. I had to catch this dog because it was so sick and I could see it was a little puppy. But I followed it into the township opposite the airport. Mm. And as I got into this township, there were so many dogs.
Oh.
And suddenly I realized the huge issue that animal welfare people are faced with.
Mm.
It is the overpopulation of dogs. And they're not wanted.
Yeah.
And they breed and the puppies aren't wanted.
Mm.
So I was driving home with this little baby in my car and thinking, what can I do? And I'm a terrible fundraiser. However, I do know how to do a show.
Okay.
And because of my connections, I thought, let's make use of the connections and let's collaborate.
Yeah.
And that's how this all started. And I thought it would be a one-year show and that would fizzle out.
Yeah.
And that it didn't.
And it didn't. Here it is 14 years later, still going strong.
Yeah.
Bridget, so the whole drive, if we can spell it out in words, it's a mass sterilization of homeless and vulnerable animals. And I see that this includes not only dogs, but cats, rabbits, pigs, and even donkeys.
We have. You know, we get crazy requests. Please, we've got rabbits and they've bred too much. Please, yeah. Won't you help us? But the donkeys were a project in Wuppertal. Okay. Doc Ruiz went to Wuppertal and she was doing a sterilization for the dogs. And the problem there was because the donkeys were breeding so much, they wanted to kill the donkeys. Oh. So Doc Ruiz went in with her education program and said, that's not how you do it. This is how you do it. Yeah. And she sterilized all the male donkeys.
Okay.
And it's really brought a complete difference to the area there. Okay. And they have a much bigger respect for their donkeys now.
Okay, that's wonderful. Yes. I mean, there's a nice example of how this whole drive has positive effects, positive results.
Yes.
Who are all the people that you are collaborating with? It looks like a very long list, so I'm not going to judge you if you don't say everyone.
No. You know, we try to incorporate our companies because we support the arts. So, of course, we have Cape Town City Ballet. Mm-hmm. We have Jazz Art.
Yes.
We have Zip Zap. We've got Lamta. I teach at Lamta, so I'm very pro-Lamta. And we've invited some studios to perform.
Okay.
I was judging in Sun City, and I judged a young girl, and I said, you have to dance in my show.
Okay.
And she is the only person doing a solo.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And Amy Perkins is delightful, and she's actually just become a Dancers Love Dogs ambassador.
Oh, fantastic.
And she dances with Gift of Dance.
Okay.
We've got... you know what? People come on board because they love what we do and they give so freely. And you know they all do it for free.
Yes.
Everybody comes on board for free. And none of us that work on the show get any money.
Mm.
We don't draw salary. So we know that 100% of this funding is going to go directly to the vets for sterile. We don't pay any organization. We'll only pay the vets directly.
Yeah.
This way, I just feel assured I know where my money is going.
Yeah, because as you also mentioned, the vets do their service is for free, and they obviously have expenses of the medication and equipment and stuff that they use. So they have an actual expense for doing it.
No, they do. Mm. I mean, they charge us very little, because if you consider you buy a puppy and you go, I'm going to do the right thing, I'm going to go into a vet and have it sterilized, you're paying up to 2,000 rand for a sterilization now.
Yeah.
I mean, and a lot of our vets do it for 450. Yeah. Animal welfare do it for less for us.
Yeah.
In actual fact, animal welfare, I'm one of their ambassadors, which I'm very proud of.
Uh-huh.
And I've just joined a project with them, and I donated 100,000 rand to their sterilization campaign in Mitchell's Plain.
Okay, that's a lot. That's a lot of animals do get sterilized. Yeah, I mean, I want to ask you, how do you see the results of the sterilizations? Because we 14 years later, we still have that problem, but
huge.
Coming from different sources, I almost want to say.
So, you see, this is where I've learned a lot, because you remember I'm a dancer, dance teacher, choreographer, and an examiner.
Yeah.
I'm not a fundraiser, and I just love animals.
Yeah.
So I need to ask people for help. Mm. And the one person I really have trusted through this process is a vet by the name of Dr. Annelise Ruiz.
Mm-hmm.
And Doc Ruiz, she knows everything about sterilization.
Yeah.
And she's trying to get me, and I work with National Sterilization Project.
Mm-hmm.
You go into an area, but mostly areas where it's quite rural, where there's not vets for 300 kilometers.
Yeah.
They don't get help at all. Mm. And if you can do 70 to 80% of the animals, you just go back, and with the help of the people in the area, you just manage it thereafter.
I see. Okay.
That works. Mm. But actually, when you're doing 10 here, 10 there, oh, we'll do a quick 24 there, It's not helping anything.
Oh, I see.
It really doesn't help.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you kind of just, you're just putting a band-aid on.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, so you have to get a good percentage of the dogs and of the animals.
Yeah, you need to go in an area and you need to get people out, and you must have an education program.
Yeah.
If you're doing a sterilization, it's almost a waste of time unless the education program doesn't go with
it. Hand in hand. It goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
Yes. So now this event here in Cape Town, it's going to be at the Artscape, if I'm correct. Yes, it's at the Artscape. But this Cape Town event is not the only event.
No. I'm so excited because we have a dynamic lady in Durban, Des van der Spey, animal lover.
Yeah.
And she just took it upon herself, and she's got the Milkwood Theatre in Durban.
Mm-hmm.
She's putting on two shows on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
One is 1:30, the other one is at 4:30.
Yeah.
And she's got a huge cast.
Okay. Yeah.
And they're doing two shows. Durban isn't quite yet where we are in terms of charging what we can charge. But you know what? They're making an enormous difference. And if every year I can just see how this grows and grows, and I'm so grateful to them. I'm so enormously grateful because now we can start working in the KZN area, you know?
Yeah. Bridget, where can people get tickets for the concert, for the show here in Artscape, at Artscape in Cape Town?
Web tickets.
Webtickets.co.za.
Yes.
This is Dancers Love Dogs, a great initiative by Bridget. It's her baby. Her baby is now a teenager, 14 years, happening on Tuesday, the 22nd of October at 7:30 p.m. at the Artscape Theatre. And as Bridget said there, webtickets.co.za is where you find your tickets. Bridget, thanks very much for what you're doing, and keep on doing it. All the best with your concert.
Thank you so much.
The annual Solo Studios is back this year for an event in the Riebeek Valley, the beautiful Riebeek Valley, that starts from this Friday, the 24th of October, and runs right through the weekend to Sunday, the 26th of October in Riebeek Valley. And to tell us more about this year's event, Ashley Stone. Good afternoon, Ashley.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
Ashley, so this event, you describe it very, well, curiously, but interestingly, that the festival bridges the visual art, classical music, and culture, and that it brings it out of the galleries and into outside of the galleries, the art galleries. Tell us more about what the highlights are of the event this year.
So that's correct. I mean, it's a way for us to bring artists and people who enjoy art together, where people can come into the different art studios, chat with the artists, understand the inspiration, the reason for the creation of the works, and even have the opportunity to purchase some of those works.
That's a fantastic opportunity, yes. So, Ashley, tell us about the Mapses Landscapes exhibition, which apparently is coming all the way from the Northern Cape.
That is correct. They're bringing part of the exhibition down, and we're very, very excited about it. It's going to be exhibited at the Kinsays in Riva Castile, which is a beautiful contemporary home with a wonderful collection of private art. And so they're going to be exhibiting there. You'll be able to not only look at the art and understand the installations, but there'll also be a videography of the art downstairs in the cinema area.
Is this pictures or is it paintings, or what exactly is the art?
Yeah, so it's basically what it is. It's an understanding of the landscapes. So you have different kinds of installations that look at the reason that they're wanting to do these type of landscapes. And the reason, you know, looking at the earth and taking that sort of motivation and putting it into pieces that will be on display.
I see. I see also that there is a building or a gallery which is built entirely from recycled materials. Tell us more about that.
So that is exciting. So Louis Jansen van Vuren and his partner Hardy, being very eco-conscious and wanting to build a house in Riebeek Castile, decided to follow almost a zero concrete rule. So the entire house is built out of a combination of plastics, mainly plastic, used plastic water bottles, and discarded clothing. So I don't know if you know, these cubic meters of clothing are bundled together in Europe and then brought through to Africa and sort of dumped on the markets, and then the remains are thrown into rivers. So it's a big ecological problem. So they've worked with Zero Concrete in terms of coming up with a concrete slurry, if I can put it that way, made out of the plastic bottles and the fabric. And they've built this magnificent home out of this product, which is 100% used. And if you looked at it, you would never, ever believe that this could be made out of plastic and fabric. So it's an opportunity for people to come in, not only see the wonderful art that they display and tapestries, but also the architecture of the place. And they're also hosting three artists this year that you'll be able to see at the Eco House.
Okay, wow, that sounds like a one-stop spot for a piece of architecture, some art as well as interesting the alternative ways of building buildings, structures, and not using concrete. There's also Red Hot Pink Spot showcasing 13 female artists from Komiki. What is that all about?
Yeah, so we, together, lucky enough with FMB, got together with FMB and decided, let's look at women in art. And so we're hosting 13 of these female artists from Komiki in a specific place in Riebeek West. And their title for it is, as you correctly said, Red Hot Pink Spot. And we're really looking forward to, it's kind of secret at the moment, but really looking forward to what their display is going to be put together by the 13 female artists.
Okay. Yeah, each festival should have a bit of a secret coming out during the festival. Ashley,
yes.
You'll also, apart from all this beautiful artwork, you'll also have some live music performances. What are these acts and what music will they be playing?
So on the Sunday, we're ending off with the World Cafe and Veronica Bell and presenting Vivaldi, but from the movies and all that jazz type of thing. So it's a modern twist on a concert. It's held at the NCAC in Riebeek Kasteel, which is a beautiful auditorium church with 500 seats of church with wonderful acoustics. And every year that's the highlight, sort of 3 o'clock on a Sunday, where everybody gets together and it's the end of Solo Studios. So every year we change it up a little bit. And this year it's the World Cafe. They've been selling to sold out concerts in Europe. So we're really, really looking forward to having them this year. So
like,
even if you don't come for the art, you can buy tickets for the show on Sunday at 3 o'clock.
It sounds like a great show. And, I mean, in the beautiful valley that is the Riebeek Valley, there's Riebeek West and Riebeek Kasteel and all the wine farms and places and olive farms in the area. It sounds like a fantastic
yes.
weekend away. Ashley, tell us, where can we buy tickets for this festival?
So you can buy tickets on www.solostudios.co.za. And follow the purchase button, or you can buy tickets on Quicket. And it's listed, all the peripheral events and the different ticket types are listed on Quicket.
Ashley, I just want to check with you, is that Quicket or web tickets?
It's Quicket.
Thank you very much, Ashley. That was the Solo Studios Arts Festival happening in the Riebeek Valley, the beautiful Riebeek Valley out in the Swartland. Ashley Stone told us about that. It's happening from Friday the 24th to Sunday the 26th of October in the Riebeek Valley in various venues. And for more information, you can contact or you can go to the website solostudios.co.za and to buy tickets, quicket.co.za. Thanks very much, Ashley, and all the best.
Thank you very much for having me on your show.
FMR 101.3 FM.
The Vergelegen Wine Farm out in Somerset West is having some guided garden walks through their beautiful gardens there in the Vergelegen area. And they're having that again this year, from Thursday the 16th of October to Saturday the 18th of October, right there on the farm in Vergelegen. And to tell us more about these guided garden walks is the horticulture manager at Vergelegen, Richard Arm. Good morning and welcome, Richard.
Good morning, Jaco. Thank you so much for having us and to celebrate gardens. And we are blessed with amazing gardens to share with you.
You certainly do, Richard. I was out in Vergelegen in December last year, and it is a fantastic, beautiful garden. In fact, reading your write-up here, smells and aromas of the garden is just coming back to me in my mind when I was walking through the garden. Now, these guided walks, as we said, starts on Thursday the 16th, and these walks are all in the morning between 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock. Tell us a little bit more about the whole route and where you go through all the gardens and everything during this walk.
All right. Look, there's so much to tell you, but a quick synopsis is the garden walk is sharing all the insights and heritage and the inside stories, which you would never know if you just came and visited the estate. And, you know, we've got so many amazing highlights to see through the gardens, from the octagonal garden, which is such an amazing sight at the moment, and it is showing off in splendor that you cannot describe without visually seeing it at the moment. So we'll meet the guests at the wine tasting center and take a gentle walk through the gardens, and as we walk we can answer questions and give insights what is happening and what are highlights. The moment, it even takes our breath away. So I'd love to share it.
You sound like a true horticulturist, Richard. So this walk, from what I understand, also includes, apart from the guided walk and talk, includes tea, coffee and a scone at the Café Fleur studio after the walk. Is this the little tea room that is just next to the rose garden? Is that correct?
We're actually doing it at the rose terrace. So we have moved to where we're going to end. And because the rose garden is looking so amazing, so we want to share that. And it's the most beautiful venue just to experience gardens and good food.
Did they recently do any work there around the rose garden? I seem to recall that they, I don't know if that was just maintenance, but they seem to have done work around the rose garden in terms of seating or sitting places or something like that.
All right. What has recently been done there is our picnics building has been redone, and that will be opening at the end of this month. And it's going to also be serving ice creams and more for the children, and you know, just a better offering in that area.
Oh, I see. So, okay, well, that ice cream is perfect for the summer. But let's get back to the walk. What kind of plants and flowers and herbs and stuff can people who come on this walk, what can they look forward to seeing and smelling there?
I can honestly say at the moment, the octagonal garden with its delphiniums, the foxgloves, the wisterias, the salvias, the irises, and the sense of smell and the feast for the eyes is indescribable, actually. You have to experience it.
So tell us about the potting shed gift shop, Richard. That will also have an annual plant sale there. Is this while the walks will happen?
We'll definitely point it out on the walk, and then guests are welcome to go there afterwards and browse. What we have done is we've stocked up our little nursery there with plants we use throughout our gardens. So you can take a little piece of Vergelegen home with you. So a lot of the color and the plants that you're going to see are available on sale at them as well.
That's great.
At really good prices.
I'm glad you're mentioning your nursery. There is a specific plant or flower that you grow at that nursery specifically, Richard. Is that right?
Apart from our camellias, we've also busy with our Vergelegen rose, which will be released, and that will be something special.
Okay, fantastic. And so if people want to read more about these walks, where can they go to find more information, Richard?
Definitely on our webpage. If you Google Vergelegen, you'll find our webpage, and all the detail will be there, as well as Instagram and Facebook. We have all the details.
Okay, fantastic. So that website is vergelegen.co.za, and under the events, you can go and find the information about these garden walks. And then am I right in assuming that you can book tickets here as well, Richard?
Yes, there will be a link there, and you can book tickets. And also to mention, the estate is open Mondays to Sundays from 8:30 until 5 o'clock every single day.
Oh, fantastic. Yes, because you do wine tastings and stuff there. So a great idea, obviously, would be to go and see the garden in the morning and then a wine tasting in the afternoon. That's a great idea. Richard, thanks very much for talking to us this afternoon. And it really looks like a wonderful couple of days of exploring your beautiful garden there at Vergelegen. All the best with your coming up walks.
Thank you, Jackie. It's been lovely chatting to you.
Let me tell you who we had in the studio today. We started off with Hermine van der Merwe. Go and see her paint. Her and her associated artists make beautiful artworks on top of Table Mountain. It's called Art on the Mountain, and it's in association with the Cape, Table Mountain Cableway. And they are celebrating the beautiful Cape Fynbos. This is up until it's already running, and it runs up until the end of November, 30th of November. And all you need to do is get yourself on top of Table Mountain to go and see them in their little studio there. Then two concerts that Paul Loop van Zuylenburg will be conducting. The first one, Carnival of the Animals, part of the Woordfeest lineup on the 18th of October. And they also have a Christmas festival on the 24th and 25th of October at Lawrenceford Wine Estate. Bridget Reeve Taylor told us about her fundraising initiative called Dancers Love Dogs. We know this here in Cape Town. They've been going for 14 years. Go and support them, please, for the mass sterilization of homeless and vulnerable animals. This is happening on Tuesday, the 22nd of October, right here at Artscape. Richard Arm told us about the garden walks at Vergelegen in Somerset West from the 16th, Thursday the 16th, to right up to the 18th, Saturday the 18th. And yes, this is in Somerset West, Vergelegen. And then we spoke to Ashley Stone, who's the co-owner and project manager of Solo Studios. It's quite an interesting art exhibition festival happening in the Riebeek Valley, in both Riebeek Castile and Riebeek West, from Friday the 24th to Sunday the 26th of October in the Riebeek Valley. All the information there available on quicket.co.za, as Ashley mentioned in that interview. Remember also, if you have missed anything from the interviews that you heard, then you can go to our podcast of these interviews right after the show, a little bit after the show, fmr.co.za, and find the podcast page. FMR.